This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. 3,000 fresh U.S. troops are rushing to Kabul on Friday in a temporary deployment to speed evacuation flights for some American diplomats and thousands of Afghans as the Taliban continues a lightning offensive that has captured much of the country and risks isolating Afghanistan's capital city. The Pentagon also is moving another 5,000 troops to bases in the Gulf countries of Qatar and Kuwait, including 1,000 to Qatar to speed up visa processing for Afghan translators and others who fear retribution from the Taliban for their past work with Americans and their family members. The remaining 4,000 troops are bound for Kuwait. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the combat troops will be a reserve force on standby in case the U.S. needs more than 3,000 going to Kabul. The temporary buildup of troops for U.S. evacuation highlights the stunning pace of the Taliban takeover of much of the country, less than 3 weeks before the U.S. is set to officially end nearly 20 years of combat in Afghanistan. The Taliban, emboldened by the imminent end of the U.S. combat mission in the country, took four more provincial capitals Friday. The advance is gradually encircling Kabul, home to millions of Afghans. Friday's latest significant blow was the Taliban capture of the capital Helmand province, where American, British, and other allied NATO forces fought some of the bloodiest battles in the past 20 years. Hundreds of Western troops died there in the course of the war, in fighting that often succeeded in knocking back Taliban fighters locally, only to have the Taliban move back in when a Western unit rotated out. The U.S. had already withdrawn most of its troops, but kept about 650 in Afghanistan to support U.S. diplomatic security.